Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm.
An ominous storm is brewing, but thankfully it's not here. More on that in a moment. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff, I'm hearing we have a little rain in our forecast.
We do, but we have a dry spell I'm going to tell people about. Well, during the next 2 days, we have a series of warm fronts coming in, and that's good in a way. You know, we've had much colder than normal temperatures. You probably noticed that. You know, temperatures that are much more appropriate for November and early December than mid to late October.
Yeah, I felt that for sure.
Well, what's happening is now a weak warm front is now starting to move in, and there's going to be increasing showers during the day, and temperatures get into the lower 50s. So today is going to be kind of a cloudy day, a little bit of light rain. There'll be a break tonight, and then tomorrow another warm front, a little stronger, comes in, and that's going to probably be after the breakfast time. You know, we'll see it. The rain will come in. Temperatures will go up probably into the mid-50s, and so tomorrow will not be a great day. Cloudy, some rain. Then the interesting thing is on Sunday, there's going to be a break in the morning. Another warm front, even stronger one, is coming towards us, but it's coming in very slowly. So I think that most of the day on Sunday, north of Tacoma, should be dry. So if you want to do something outside, just hit the central and northern part of western Washington, and I think it'll be actually a pretty decent day with temperatures getting up into the mid-50s. I don't promise a huge amount of sun. There'll probably be a few sun breaks, but it actually should be dry there. Unfortunately, that warm front will eventually get to us. So later on Sunday evening and then on Monday, it should be raining. But temperatures much milder. I mean, what's happened is we've had a trough over the West Coast or just inland, and that's bringing cool air from the north. We're switching to a weak ridge aloft, which is bringing the warmer air up. It's also going to bring some of the storms in next week, but it's going to be a much milder pattern than we've seen.
Oh, that sounds like fall. So warmer in this case means a little bit wetter, but we get a nice Sunday. I'm wondering about Halloween. Are we going to get rain on Halloween this year?
Well, I think there's a significant chance that we'll have some showers then, but it's a little too early to get it timed exactly right. A good third to a half of our Halloweens have been wet, unfortunately.
Well, I guess that's the end of October, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, at least this is mild. We're not getting extreme cold or extreme wet. And we've been hearing a lot about this mega storm that's approaching the East Coast. Is this just the sort of hype we get for everything that hits the East Coast, or is this the real deal?
This is the real deal. I mean, this is going to be an extraordinarily intense storm. It'll probably be an historic storm that people will remember for decades. What we have is a hurricane moving north. We have a trough inland that's moving towards the ocean. The combination will cause that tropical storm to become much more intense, to increase in size, and to change from a tropical storm to what we call an extratropical storm. But it's going to become amazingly deep. That means the pressure is going to become very, very low. And the winds can be 50, 70 miles per hour as it hits the coast. This storm will make landfall somewhere between Delmarva Peninsula and Maryland and New York City. Somewhere in there, that storm is going to make landfall. And it will not move through quickly. That makes it even worse. It's going to sort of move around almost in a circular motion for about a day before it eventually leaves. This is a storm that has the potential for not only strong winds, but to push water against the coast so we could have coastal flooding. The power outages will be in the millions, I'm sure, for millions of households. It's going to be a major event. In some respects, it's very reminiscent of The Perfect Storm. You remember that movie and the book?
That was a real storm that the movie was about.
The irony is that storm happened around Halloween. Just like this storm. It was actually called the Halloween storm of 1991. And it was very similar. A tropical storm moving northward, a disturbance off of the land. They meet and you have this intense storm. But the storm we are going to see next week is going to be more perfect than the perfect storm. It'll be far more intense if our computer models are correct.
Wow, that is ominous.
By the way, one comparison is to our Columbus Day storm. You know, we've talked about that. This storm should be equal or stronger than the Columbus Day storm that caused, you know, tremendous devastation here in the Northwest.
All right. Well, I guess everyone there better batten down the hatches.
They should.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.